Yesterday in the studio, we heard from guest conductor Donato Cabrera, who will be leading the Kalamazoo Symphony Orchestra in concert tomorrow night in Miller Auditorium. And I'm really lucky to have one of the soloists appearing tomorrow night with me here in the studio this morning. It's William McGregor. Nice to meet you.
Thank you. Nice to meet you, too.
So glad you could visit us again here in Kalamazoo. Was your appearance at the Stolberg International String Competition last May your first time in Kalamazoo?
I used to live in Ann Arbor, Michigan, so I've probably driven through Kalamazoo, but it was the first time I ever stopped and really enjoyed the city, so I really loved it, and yeah.
Well, the fact that you won the gold medal as a double bass player is unusual and rare and really neat and probably for you totally normal.
I wouldn't say that, actually. It was a pretty exciting experience. The competition had a very long history, and there was one other bass player who won it. So it was great to be down as one of the very few to do it. And it's really, really amazing experience. I don't see a lot of double bassists win competitions a lot, so that makes it a really special event when it happens.
I was in the audience that night, and all of you actually performed so very well. Another thing that was pretty evident was amongst yourselves, it seemed like you were more of a team or a core of like-minded people than any sort of competition. And you know, you were congratulating the bronze and silver medalist with like all your heart, and you were so shocked to be named the gold medalist. It was so does that kind of echo what was really going on?
Oh yeah, it was one of the most, I think, exciting moments I've ever had when they called my name after the gold medal. I sure I just put my head down for a second because I was just so surprised. I went up on stage. I gave everyone a hug. I was just so excited. And yeah, like you said, it was such a tight-knit group. You know, I think a lot of times at competitions, there's a vibe around them that, you know, it's a very competitive atmosphere. But Stolberg was amazing because everyone just was there supporting each other. We all talked to one another and listened to each other's performances. And that really kept us all very loose and happy. And it made things a lot easier.
So you used to live in Ann Arbor, grew up there in part. Where do you live currently?
I live near Philly, in a city called Malvern, Pennsylvania. It's a really nice place, but I do miss Ann Arbor a lot. It was a great, great town.
And are you a Philadelphia sports fan, or what's
going
on?
Oh, boy. No, I love all of my Michigan teams to death. I cry when they lose. I jump up and down when they win. I just, I get a lot of bad rep for being a Michigan fan in Philadelphia. But I just have to keep reminding them that all their teams don't win championships very often. So,
let's talk about the piece of music that you're going to play with the Kalamazoo Symphony Orchestra tomorrow night. Tell us the name of the composer to start with.
His name is Giovanni Battistini. He grew up in Italy, and he was a composer that did a lot of work for bass. It was one of his main instruments he wrote for. And basically, he wrote the first two movements while I think he was living in Italy. And then he actually went to Cuba for a little bit on a visit and got inspired and wrote the third movement afterwards. And it has a very Cuban vibe to it, which is really cool. So the piece itself just has a very, you know, romantic Italian operatic feel to it. So it's really fun.
With a little Cuban influence.
Yes.
So this instrument doesn't often take center stage in front of an orchestra. What is it you love about the sound? What is your favorite thing to produce sound-wise on the instrument?
I love the low register and the high register because I think a lot of people just think that the bass is just, you know, meant for orchestra in the low section, but I actually think it has a lovely upper register. Its high notes can be just gorgeous. It can sound like a cello sometimes, which is a compliment to us bass players. But really, its ability to go from low to high and still sound just gorgeous in both registers just, I think, makes it a really special instrument.
I understand you started on double bass when you were really young. Like 2 years old?
Yeah.
So you must have changed instruments a few times over the years.
Actually, I started playing on a quarter-sized cello, but my teacher tuned the strings to sound like they were a double bass. So, you know, I just kept playing the bass since I was two. I finally got my real 8-size bass when I was about, I don't know, 5 or 6 years old. And I just kept playing. I've been playing it for 15 years now. I never stopped. I loved it.
In 15 years, you must have gotten a lot of the same responses and questions. What are some of the most common things people say or ask you about?
I would say the most common one is, how did you play the bass when you were 2 years old? I get that one a lot. I guess another question I get a lot is, do you play a lot of solo stuff? Because like I said, the bass is, a very orchestral instrument. People associate it with that. So the bass, it gets a lot of stereotypes. There's an expression for bass players, kind of like in an orchestra, the bass players, we're kind of like a mullet. We have business in the front and party in the back. So, we don't get the best vibe to us, but as a group, we respect one another, even though what other people say about us.
Do people make comments about the size of the instrument and how you get around with it?
Yes. I do get asked a lot, don't you wish you played the piccolo? And I answer, no, I don't. There's actually a t-shirt at bass conventions that says, no, I don't wish I played the piccolo. So
it's that common.
Yeah. People admire how big it is, but question it at the same time.
I think even science is telling us how important that register actually is to all kinds of music. There was some article in the last year or so that said actually the most important person in a band is is the bass player, for the sense of, musicality and real, comfort it gives us as listeners. Like, we know the band is locked in when there's a good bass player. So I think you're on the right track, because maybe, there are new discoveries to come about how important double bass is. It's also a critical instrument in jazz. Do you ever listen to jazz bassists?
I do, actually. I don't play a lot of jazz, but I do like to listen to it. There's something to be said about improv and how important it is to music. Being able to just be free and play on the spot. And I think that's really important with jazz. And they're just so technically, jazz musicians are so technically advanced, and their music theory knowledge has to be so good, change chord for chord and key signature to key signature. So I do listen to a lot, and I really do respect jazz musicians a lot.
Sure. Yeah, in Philadelphia, the jazz scene is pretty insane too. It's really great. I think Christian McBride is from Philadelphia. So, how about classical players? I should ask you about some heroes of bass in classical music.
Well, obviously, I'll always look up to Edgar Meyer. He's such an amazing bass player, and he does just about everything with the bass. Plays the hardest pieces, writes his own cadenzas. And then, of course, my teacher, Albert Laszlo, he's such an amazing influence. And he used to play in a jazz band, actually, in New York. He used to play electric bass, actually. But, and then just all bassists in general. I mean, there aren't that many of them. So, I look up to all of them.
Well, and you're breaking your own path as well. Can you give us any hints as to what might be your focus in the future? I mean, I understand this is a big learning phase, but
yeah. Well, as a senior in high school, all of the pressure comes down to where are you applying and what are you going to do with the rest of your life and how are you going to make money someday.
That's
but
true.
I'm applying to conservatories. I love music. I couldn't imagine my life without it. Even if I did go to some sort of liberal arts university, I would have to keep playing music, whether, be in an orchestra or something. So, music will always be a part of my life. I don't really know a life without it, because like I said, I started when I was 2. Yeah.
And why was that?
Okay, my parents, as you can imagine, a 2-year-old, they can't, decide what to play. But my parents, they my brother, he actually played violin, and my brother's teacher's husband was trying to teach young bassists. So my parents thought it'd be interesting if I was kind of like a little guinea pig, you know, if I tried to play the bass at my age. And I just had amazing, I think, amazing connection with that. I just loved it so much. And I never stopped. It was always part of me.
Well, William McGregor, thank you very much for coming on WMUK to preview your concert tomorrow, which is at 8 o'clock in Miller Auditorium with the Kalamazoo Symphony Orchestra. Margaret Hamilton, thanks for coming along, too. And when's the next Stolberg?
Wow. After William's performance this Saturday, then we'll welcome back our bronze medalist in February, and she will perform with the Kalamazoo Junior Symphony Orchestra. She is a violinist, and we're so grateful for all of our KSO performance partners, and hope that the Kalamazoo community comes out to hear them again.
Absolutely. Again, that's tomorrow night, and details are at stolberg.org and kalamazoosymphony.com. Thanks a lot, William.
Thank you so much for having me.